You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between, especially today. Today is, I don't know, I don't want to jinx it, but I think it's going to be a pretty awesome show. I'm so excited. It is sad Menace won't be with us today, but it is, I'm going to dub this Interns Gone Wild Day. I've got my interns in the studio, and they've been here now for about two and a half to 3 months, and I've learned a lot about them. We've learned a lot about each other, and they're going to share some of the sex stuff that they've learned while being an intern at Sex with Emily. And we're also doing sex turn. I love that term. Intern toy review day. So they're going to be reviewing some sex toys for you that they actually used and some other tricks and tips that they've learned and how it worked out for them. So we're really going to get into like their sex lives and how it's expanded. And I know you love details, so we're going to be giving you some details. It's also Fetish Friday. So we're talking about fetishes. Woo! Fetish Friday. This is Kelsey and Aaron. They're here.
Hey,
what up?
What up?
Okay, so then we're going to be doing some sex in the news, and we've got some sex tips, and we've got some emails, and which we might get today. We got to see how the day goes. I'm afraid it might get a little crazy in here, so I'm not sure. It already is really hot in here, so I don't know. So today, let's see. So yeah, Menace isn't here, and I was trying to think, what did I do? Oh, I had a little date last night. I had dinner. I'm a little slow today. I had a bottle of wine, a full bottle of wine, not by myself, but we shared it, and so I'm glad you guys are here to help me support me today. Yeah. Okay, so it'll be good. You guys are feeling good? You're ready to go here?
Feeling great.
Okay, good. So I'm going to do a little sex in the news, and you guys will just chat along. Okay, Jonas Brothers hexed my sex life. Olivia Wilde, who's in the news again today, insists the Jonas Brothers have put a no-sex hex on her house. The Hollywood actress believes her new Los Angeles residence, which was once lived in by the American boy band, is now haunted by their spirits. The brothers are renowned for wearing purity rings and all vow to abstain from sex until marriage. She joked that the morals are now haunting her home. I don't know about that.
I mean, one of them got married, right?
Yeah, they got married, but apparently they're all virgins. That's not true that they're all abstaining. Why do all teen stars think that they have to say that they're going to abstain from sex before they get married?
I believe it.
You believe that they're virgins?
I do.
Didn't one of them date, like, Miley Cyrus or something? You think they're virgins? For real?
They have purity rings.
Whatever, a purity ring.
Pure.
I'll give you purity. Oh, no,
they're
you
would. Disney kids. All Disney kids are pure, Emily.
Yeah, that's what they it's like in their contract they have to say that. So the 27-year-old beauty revealed that although Nick, Joe, and Kevin no longer live in the pad, they left life-size cardboard cutouts of themselves in the garage. Are they like, we don't need that in the new home, we're downsizing. But you think they'd take it with them. That's kind of something, I don't know, maybe they assume that everyone loves the Jonas Brothers. I know, like, kids love the Jonas Brothers, right?
And some women fantasize about them and their purity. Maybe she uses those for some fun time at night.
Exactly. You never know. Okay, Crystal Harris, sorry to have for her that her 2-second diss on Howard Stern. So we've been talking about this for a few days now. Crystal Harris, who is, what, she's 25, I think, and Hugh Hefner's 85. They were going to get married. Shock. Wedding got canceled. She called it off because apparently he's a Minuteman. She went on Howard Stern, who is able to unearth all this. It's so funny that everyone goes on Howard Stern and reveals something like Courtney Cox's ex-husband, David Arquette, came on the show and admitted to having an affair. Like, why people, Howard, something about Howard Stern, people just, like, drop their drawers, drop their, you know, everything that's going on in their life.
She said he was pushy.
She said he is super pushy. And she said, the Stern interview scared me. He's harsh. I was unprepared and blurted out things I shouldn't have said. I'm sorry, she tweeted yesterday, because basically she said he was a minute man and the sex wasn't good. She said it seems okay after her semi-apology and so Hef sent out a tweet. I'm sure Hef is not sitting there tweeting in his bathrobe. But the Hef camp sent out a tweet saying, I don't blame Howard. Crystal shouldn't have been booked on the show at this sensitive time, he wrote, because I'm sure she's having a really hard time going through the breakup. Whatevs. She's not having a hard time going through the breakup.
Oh,
do you think
God.
She is?
No, not at all.
It
not
wasn't
at all.
For Rizzle. She was trying
she
to get.
She was really sorry she wouldn't have tweeted it.
Exactly.
Why are they talking through tweets?
I don't know.
That's
because that's
know.
Because so we can all so we'll talk about it like this. It worked. We're
I'll
talking
say sorry
about you
later about my confessions on the show today.
Oh my God, you will? Are you going to tweet out to everyone you know and be like, "I'm sorry, I confessed"? My answer, we confess a lot in the studio. I mean, in the studio, in the office. So today all the confessions are coming out, intern confessions. I love it. I can't even wait to get there. Okay. Married men most likely to cheat at weddings.
Sounds fun.
I've got a wedding in a few weeks. According to it could be interesting. No, married men are likely to cheat all the time. According to a dating site survey of over 2,000 men and women between the ages of 25 and 45, That's what they say. 32% of men said they cheated on their partner at a wedding when the other half wasn't in attendance.
It's the champagne.
It's the champagne. It's the wine. It's the love. It's the romance. It's that new hot chick. It's the singles table. It's when you're married and you're placed at the singles table. I'm always at the singles table. I'm not saying that I hook up with
a married man. Has a married man come on to you at the singles table?
Yes. I've been hit on by married men before. But it says, as opposed to only 27% being unfaithful at a bachelor party. So that's why this is so newsworthy, is that 32% cheat at a wedding and only 27% at a bachelor party. You think that they'd be cheating at the bachelor party with the strippers in Vegas and the whole thing, but they're actually cheating at weddings. They believe these numbers are these numbers show that women are on the wrong track in their suspicions, as 37% believe that the office Christmas party is where men are cheating. Only 11% view the wedding as a golden opportunity for their halves, for their other halves to hook up. So,
all right, ladies, listen up.
Well, it's so funny because when I was in L.A. this past weekend, there was a guy that was out with us all weekend long partying, and he was seriously partying for – did anything bad happen? Partying for 3 weeks and okay. Sorry, my dog's here today, and I'm afraid she pooped, but she didn't poop in the studio. Okay, that would suck. So his wife was at a wedding all weekend. There was this guy, and he had been out for 3 nights in a row. He had not slept yet. He was partying for 3 nights because his wife was away at a wedding. So I wonder if he didn't want to go to the wedding. I wonder if she hooked up at the wedding or what. I don't know. So it's very interesting.
Go both ways.
I know, but I guess she was mad that she didn't come to the wedding. It could go both ways. I don't know.
Why wouldn't he want to go to the wedding?
I don't know. Some people just – because you know why? Because he wanted to stay out for 3 nights in a row without his wife. Yeah. That's the truth. Exactly. This is what happens when you get married. You want the single time. You want the alone time. See, we should all be happy that we're all single. Well, you're not really single, Aaron. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's good to be single and have fun and go to weddings. Don't hook up with the married men, though. But I love weddings, the hookup at weddings. I love going to weddings alone. Like, even if I'm invited with a guest, I usually go alone because I like to meet. I love wedding. Like, I love meeting new people all the time.
Yeah, so you can meet the guys. It's the best place to meet people.
It's the best place to meet people. So I'm like, unless I'm really into someone, which clearly I haven't been in a long time, or since I was invited to a wedding, I never bring dudes. Okay. When infertility becomes a guy thing, how men can combat declining fertility trends. When infertility strikes, it can be a massive source of stress for couples, and many are too quick to assume that it's a female issue. They always blame it on the women. Alarmingly, the average sperm count for adult males has decreased by 50% since 1938. Wow. And it's currently declining at a rate of 2% a year. They say exposure to environmental toxins and diets deficient in key vitamins and minerals are likely to blame. 1 in 6 couples have troubles conceiving, and half the time it's the male that causes the problem. I think this is a great story because we always assume that it's something wrong with the women. But
exactly.
It can be the men. They can say that they need vitamins. They said that guys, if you are having a problem problems conceiving, that you should take vitamin C, E, and zinc. They go a long way in improving sperm health.
Did you listen up? What are those vitamins?
Vitamin C, E, and zinc.
That's what you guys need.
That's what guys need to take.
Or we're going to get a Children of God. Have you seen that movie with
Clive
Owen?
No.
Everyone's infertile and, like, it's really crazy.
And they can't make babies, so no one can make babies?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like all old people in war.
No, move closer to the mic.
It's all old people in war. I don't want to get into it.
Okay, we'll get into it. Got it. Okay. So, yeah, guys, stop blaming the chicks. You just might need some vitamin C, E, or zinc.
And sometimes it's just that they're too embarrassed to get tested.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly. Come on, dudes. We do so much. We're going to carry the baby for 9 months.
Yeah.
Mm.
Your baby.
Take your C, E, and zinc. Okay, trends in young adults' dating habits. Committed relationships may not lead to marriage.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. This is what I'm saying. I believe I'm predicting here on the Sex Tell Me Show, as I've been doing for a few years now, marriage is going to be obsolete in 100 years. That mm-hmm. people will not. I mean, the people will still get married, but it's not going to be like this assumption that everyone gets married. So in the past 50 years, more young people are choosing to marry later and cohabitating more often than past generations. Now researchers have found that people in their 20s are redefining dating by engaging in stay-over relationships, spending 3 or more nights together each week while maintaining the option of going to their own homes.
Sounds
stay-overs
expensive.
Are the unique answer to what emerging adults are doing in their relationships. That's hilarious. I mean, how many people do you know are like, oh, yeah, we spend 3-4 nights a week together?
I know a lot of people like that.
Right. And they don't end up moving in together, I guess. Or stay-over relationships are a growing trend among college-age couples who are committed but not interested in cohabitating. As soon as couples live together, it becomes more difficult to break up, a researcher said. At that point, they've probably signed a lease. Staying over doesn't present. So this is just another way that people are prolonging our commitment, having to commit and having to, or having to cohabitate, get married, and commit. So by saying they're like, they, if they just stay over, they're not committing to a lease.
Right. Because they have their own home.
Breeding new generations of commitment phobes because of all the divorces? Yeah, that's what happened?
Yes.
That your whole generation now is like commitment phobe, maybe? I don't know.
Because if you get married young, you're more likely to get divorced.
Exactly. I think people shouldn't get married till their 30s.
This generation has divorced parents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Got to make sense.
Are your guys' parents divorced or are they together?
Divorced.
Together, right? Oh, that's good. That's good. Mine. I attended 4 of my parents' weddings before I was 25 years old.
And here is Sex with Emily.
Here's Sex with Emily. I know. I was telling some people that the other day. They're like, wow, that explains everything. Yes, 3 divorces. Okay, I think we should get into Aaron's sex toy review. Aaron, come on over here.
Okie doke. Here I come.
Okay, great. Here she comes. So I got to thank Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve rocks our world. Not only are they an amazing sponsor, but they also gave, my interns got to go on the website, the adamandeve.com website, and they got to pick out any sex toys that they wanted to review. And so a few weeks ago, Kelsey was on the show, and she reviewed the Hitachi Magic Wand, and now Erin's going to review her toy. But I just want to say, if you're interested in buying any toys, sex toys, lingerie, DVDs, CDs, whatever you want for your sex life, rings, if you like this toy that Aaron's going to talk about, you go to adameve.com, you put in coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get 50% off any item, plus 3 adult DVDs, plus a free gift, and free shipping.
Ooh,
which to me is huge. It's a party at Adam and Eve. So so thank you to Adam and Eve. Okay, so they are sponsoring this intern sex toy review. So let's talk, Aaron.
Okay,
first of all, this is intern Aaron, everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Aaron. Intern.
Okay.
I want to say that I was a little, I blushed when Emily asked me to do the sex toy review, and I'm not like a sex freak, I'm just open with my sexuality. Anyway, I chose some Satin Dreams. This is my Satin Dreams Daydream Vibrator.
Show the package too.
Okay.
If we want. Does that work? Oh, if you're watching at home, you know this show, you can watch it.
Satin Dreams. I want to share my Satin Dreams with you.
Okay.
So, first of all, I thought the name was funny because I love a good nooner.
Oh, good. Sex in the afternoon, right?
Daydreams.
Now, afternoon delight.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. So, this is supposed to be designed to stimulate your clit and G-spot. I didn't really find that it stimulated my G-spot, but definitely have little rabbit ears here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the vibrating point is in the middle. Right here. So if you guys can see it. Right
okay.
There. Yeah. And so I found myself a lot of times just taking it out and like getting the vibrating part onto my clitoris.
Right.
Because that's how
you can take it out?
Well, like, I mean.
You're not supposed
taking
to.
Taking it out of myself. You know, because the vibrating part is here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would take it out and just like when
use
I'm ready
your
to
clitoris.
Go. Yeah.
Okay.
When I'm ready to go.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like jelly-like and.
So it's like a mini rabbit, kind of.
Yeah.
And how does it turn it on? Let's hear it. Let's listen. Let's listen to
there's 3 speeds. Here's beginner speed. Can you hear it?
Yep.
Middle speed. High speed.
Wow. And you said you never have gone to the high speed.
I haven't. I just forget.
But you were able to orgasm with it, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
It was awesome. It was a different kind. I mean, it was just a different kind of orgasm for me.
Really? How was it different?
It was just like a little bit more extreme, a little bit more intense, and I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah,
good. Okay.
I did. Yeah, and I just like that it's shell. And my boyfriend and I incorporated it into the bedroom, too.
You did? So you used it together?
Yeah.
Had you ever used a sex toy with your boyfriend before?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God, how fun. And how long have you guys been together?
Almost 6 months.
Okay, got it. So that's great. So what did he think about it, using a sex toy together? Because some guys are a little weird at first.
He's really open about everything. Yeah, I'm lucky that my boyfriend, I mean, he, like, gets so many benefits from me working here, first of all. But he was cool with it. Like, he was interested. He, like, didn't want to, like, use it to penetrate himself or anything.
No.
But he was
Did
definitely
you offer?
Down. No, I didn't.
You're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
That's semester 2.
Yeah. So it was fun. And it's quiet. I mean, it sounds loud because I'm holding it up next to the mic. But it's quiet.
It is quiet for about, it is. It's mm-hmm, not like some vibrators are.
Use.
And it's waterproof?
Yes.
That is awesome. So you could use it in the bath or the shower. You just want to play with it. And okay. You could do the speed. That's awesome. Okay, so you would use it again. Now, what other toys? Have you used other toys?
I have. I had like a, for my 18th birthday, I was given 2 dildos.
Okay.
As a joke, but I was down with it.
You were? Okay.
I was. But I like this one better just because I have the option. I didn't have the like rabbit ear before.
Right. So. And you weren't able to, you said it's a G-spot vibrator, but you didn't feel your G-spot.
I mean, okay.
But maybe you still are looking for your G-spot, right?
I did. I did look for my G-spot last night.
After the G-spot show.
Yes.
See, yesterday was the G-spot show, and Erin went home and dutifully looked for her G-spot.
Yes.
It wasn't even a
homework
assignment.
I didn't find it, but it was interesting. Yeah. It was cool. But this, I don't think that this is, like, tilted the right way, because your G-spot, like, got to go, if you're looking at the camera, it's got, like, a hook under, and this hooks the other way.
So. Right. So,
it's not, not good for that, but it's good for everything else.
Okay, great. I love that you loved it.
Yay.
Okay, Satin Dreams Daydream Vibrator. And we're going to be having more intern sex toy reviews coming along. So, okay, did we want to just get into some intern talk?
Intern talk.
So here's
our
the deal. These are confessions of sex with Emily intern day. Because we have, okay, so I went and I found interns on Craigslist, and they are amazing. We had tons of resumes that came in. And I think I found 3 of the best interns, and they're so awesome.
Shucks.
They rocked my world, too. Erin and Kat, you're going to see Kelsey in a few minutes. But, I mean, I didn't realize, you know, we're so busy in here. We literally, like, prep for the show every day. We get to the office. Like, that's our routine. We get to the office. We prep for the show. We do the show. Then we post the show. And it's really busy, right? So we don't know. We're not often, we talk here and there, but we're pretty busy. But in the last few days, a lot's been coming out. It's coming to the end of the 3 months. And I've learned a ton about these women in my office. And it turns out they've taken a lot of what they've learned on Sex with Emily and applied it to their own lives.
Yes.
Which is great, which is amazing. I'm so happy to hear it, but it's really been shocking too, some of it. So let's talk about that. So do you want to get into a little bit about you and your boyfriend of 6 months, what you've done and what you learned?
We have taken the Sex with Emily challenge. I've been taking a lot of my tips home. I think he benefits the most out of anyone. I mean, your boyfriend could too if you listen to the show. So, like yesterday, we talked about finding the G-spot. You guys, I hope you saw the video or... No. It was a picture of, like, where to go and using your hook. And I was like, oh, we were, like, messing around last night. I'm like, oh, find my G-spot. And he's like, all right.
Like, why not? Dinner's over. Find the G-spot.
Yeah, okay. I, like, directed him. Luckily, I'm really comfortable, like audibly directing my
That's
boyfriend
great.
Where I want to go. And so he found it, and he said, I mean, he described the way it felt, and that's the way it was supposed to feel. And it was like a peace sensation.
It feels like you have, they say, we talked about it, if you miss yesterday's show, you know, we do a daily show. Yesterday's show, we talked all about finding the G-spot, how you find it, what do you do? And so he actually took the direction.
Yeah.
And they say that it oftentimes, or it's true, when you push on it for the first time or every time you push on it, it has the same sensation of like having to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
having to pee.
Yes.
So you had that sensation.
I had it.
But you didn't have an orgasm.
No,
or anything.
No.
Yeah. It takes a while.
It was a strange feeling for me. It was new, but like now that he's found it, maybe we'll play around with it.
You know, I have to share a story with you women. I'm not sure if I've done it since you've been on the show. I told the story. But I have a friend in college, and she went away for the summer for an internship for we were 19, and she went to Colorado for an internship for the summer, and she decided that she was going to spend every single night for 30 days to find her G-spot. And, like, she found it, but then she was, like, going to try to have an orgasm, and she literally worked, like, made that commitment that she was going to get in bed and do it, and she, at the end of the 30, she found it, and now she's one, we're still great friends. She's one of the most like multi-orgasmic women I know, and I always wonder if it's because she's really committed to that 30 days of finding it. You know?
Yeah. Because
the first time it wasn't like the first night she was like, oh my God, I'm having major orgasms. You
gotta
like find it, play with it,
it's
and figure out your own rhythm.
You have to learn it. I think you have to, just like any other orgasm.
Yep.
You have to like figure out what's going on in there and how you're feeling, what turns you on. And
you like the come hither move here.
I did the come hither.
She did the come hither move. That's how you find the G-spot. You stick your fingers in, you go come hither towards her belly button.
Yes, exactly. That's the spot.
Okay, so what else did you learn?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I've learned so much. Okay, so the Dirty Talk episode, I know that one of the other interns also took your advice, but I feel like I'm becoming a professional.
Come on, like what are you saying?
Okay,
tell me.
I just like tell him what he's doing. Like I'm actually like an audible person. Like that's what turns me on.
Right.
Like I have to hear something going on. So I'm usually the one saying it just because I'm really comfortable and like confident in bed. And I tell him what he's doing and that I like like it and what I want. And then, like, he'll, I mean, if he wants to, he'll do what I want him to do. And if not, he'll just be like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah,
right?
That's really hot.
So you talk to him, like, you talk to him, and then he talks back. He's like, no, I'm going to take you in this way.
Yes.
Oh, that's hot.
I mean, he's learning, too, you know? Like, that's totally different because he's, like, a slow sex expert. He's like, that's what got me in on my boyfriend. Like, he's really great at slow sex, but I'm, like, a little bit more impulsive,
okay.
I would say. So I, like, get, like, fast, whatever. And so we just, like, find what each other like, and we talk about it. And, like, after we watched that porn, I was like, oh, I really liked it when he bent her over the desk and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, cool. All so right, let's do that sometime.
That's great. So did he do that? Did he bend you over a desk?
No, we're not there yet.
Okay, you got to write that down.
I know,
you
got to
remember, write down bend over desk
over
tonight. Do you text
desk.
Him? Do you text him? You're like,
oh,
tonight, bend
sex.
Over the desk.
I'll do it when Kelsey's talking.
Okay, because Kelsey's coming next because they've learned some things here we got to share. Okay, so great. So what did you just said about the dirty talk. So dirty talk is something that you can learn. And I think a lot of women are audible. Some women don't like it. I've plenty of friends and acquaintances and people have written in that they don't like it. It's totally a personal thing. But dirty talk, I think, can be really hot.
Yeah.
I love dirty talk. And I
feel like it's a bonus for guys that are always turned on.
I rarely get guys that are – it seems like it's rare that I get guys that are into it. I know
okay.
as much. I know.
You have to initiate it. Like,
I know.
It's just – it's not even that they're dirty talking. It's that you're, like, taking – the reins, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're being aggressive.
I need to be more aggressive in the bedroom.
I mean, it could
sex
be.
With Emily
I'm
is
sure
going to
you're...
be more aggressive in the bedroom. But I don't want to take it. I don't want them to take it wrong, though, because they already assume that I'm aggressive, so then I'm not. Always. Sometimes.
Oh, I have to talk about my research.
Okay.
The sexy things to do in public.
Okay.
So we were trying to figure out sexy things to do in public.
Okay.
That are like
for one
risque.
Of our shows, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I came across something on like a women's magazine that said, you know, reach under the table, get your hand in his pants, and put a ponytail around his penis, and he'll be
stimulated. Ponytail holder?
Yes.
Okay.
And he'll be stimulated all night. So I'm like, hey, let's try this out. I mean, I didn't do it in public. I tried it at home. And I had to actually put my ponytail. Yeah, like it was a really tight ponytail. And it wasn't.
Or your boyfriend's really well endowed. I don't know.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. No. Well, okay.
You don't
either
to,
way, we don't have to try.
Sorry.
I mean, he's great.
We don't talk about that.
So I tried it and it was terrible. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah,
and
we never talked about doing that. We didn't say to do that. But she did. You did. I told you not to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't
she
put
was
a ponytail.
Like, no, it's not good. I'm like, it's it could be good. It could be good. So we tried it out, and it didn't work.
So not everything works, right? Some things work, some things don't.
He took one for the Sex with Emily team.
I love it. He's our honorary intern.
Yeah. Okay. And he downloaded the Kegel Camp app.
Oh, he did? He downloaded Kegel Camp. Yeah.
Yeah. He's, oh my gosh, so active.
Is it?
He's trying to keep up with me, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, Kegel Camps, he said it's really working. I think it's working. He thinks it's working.
How is it working? How is it manifesting and working?
I mean, it's just, like, building up. So, in the Kegel Camp app, you should probably explain.
Yeah, I could explain it.
You, like, tense your PC muscles at, like, P-stopping muscles.
Right.
And it's supposed to create a more intense orgasm. And it has. It definitely
oh
has.
My
I
God,
can feel,
I'm so happy.
I can even feel it like when, yeah.
Because Kegel Camp is an app that you can download. We have to do it for the Droid, I know. But right now it's for the iPhone only. But people think Kegels are exercises are for women, but they're really for men too. And it can help men have more longer, stronger, intense orgasms. It helps men with ejaculation issues. And I love that he downloaded Kegel
I know.
Camp.
It was a surprise. He's like, oh yeah, I downloaded that app that your boss has. I was like, what? Tell me about it. And he said, yeah, he really likes
He's
it.
He's been doing it. That's great. A lot of people do it. It takes you through. So what you do is it's your daily Kegel Camp reminder. So every day it pops up on your phone, time to do your Kegels. So you remember every day to do them because it's the kind of thing that we all want to do, we should do. Mm-hmm. We don't do it. We don't have time for it. So it pops up and I'm glad
yes.
he likes it.
Yes.
That's great. A lot of people have been loving it. It's number 52 in the iTunes store right now. So go buy it.
Okay. And the last tip that I wanted to share that I've used
okay.
Was what to do after sex. And that was like, if you're on top and he has already came and his, like, penis is inside of you still. Oh, my goodness. Daisy's giving me kisses. that you rub your pelvic floor on the, like, on his soft tip, I guess.
Right.
And you can actually orgasm from that, like, clitorally, like, riding
right.
him. And it was awesome. Like,
wow.
Like a post-sex orgasm.
Wow. And had you already had an orgasm?
Yeah, I had. He had and I had. And then I, like, stayed on top for a while. And then... Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. It was really, it felt different. It felt different. It was really
It was
awesome.
A different kind. So you rubbed against him when he was flaccid because he had already came.
I mean, he wasn't totally
flaccid.
He wasn't flaccid, but he was, I mean, he was turned on by it. He's like, round two, maybe?
Right. Oh, that's awesome. I love that you learned that. Why everyone has to become Friends Benefits members. Because if you are a Sex with Emily Friends Benefits member, you get 5 shows a week and you get sex tips every single day. Like, look, you could have be like this woman here.
Yep. Who's like, what is it? Life. Like 4, 6 weeks?
I feel like you guys have gotten closer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it. Okay, thanks.
Cool.
Thank you so much. No problem.
If anyone else has any questions about what I just talked about, email Emily, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Yeah, totally. We'll answer your questions. We'll get into it. Thank you so much.
You've been awesome. Let's get Kelsey over here. I want to hear all her dirty secrets.
Kelsey's got some dirty secrets, I'm sure. This is Confessions of Sex with Emily Intern Dirty Secret Friday. Love it. Okay.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, Kels. How's my girl? I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. So, Kelsey, you've now been an intern on the Sex with Emily show for about 3 months, right?
Yes.
And that's amazing. And so I've heard through you some of your stories and some things that have happened. So what would you say is like the number one thing that you've learned if you had to come up with?
I guess.
Or the one that you're your favorite.
Well, in general, I feel like I grew up thinking that I was going to meet a guy and he was going to like make me orgasm. Because I'm telling you, I do like never orgasm.
Right.
By orgasm with a vibrator.
Right.
But
talk close to them. Like,
yeah.
Honey.
So I kind of felt like now that an orgasm is my responsibility.
Right.
And it's something that I've taken upon myself to accomplish. So I'm single. So mostly it's been a personal
journey.
Experience.
That's how it should be.
So mostly with my vibrator.
That's great.
So my Hitachi Magic Wand.
Magic Wand is an amazing vibrator. You can get it at him. It is my favorite vibrator. It is the Mack truck of all vibrators, they say. It plugs into the wall. It's got a lot of energy. It's just for clitoral stimulation. And it is a rockin' vibrator.
It is a very great vibrator.
So, you know, I want to say there's actually a famous saying that a woman said who's on my show, Carol Queen, who's a sexpert. She said, you know, a lot, and you just said this, but it's another way of thinking about it, that a lot of women believe that they grow up with this notion that someday my prince will come and so will I. So someday a guy's going to show up and I'm going to have multiple orgasms because it's his responsibility.
Yeah.
And what Kelsey just said, which is amazing that you learned that, is that it really, I know we're always talking about, we give tips ad nauseum to men about how to make a woman orgasm. However, ideally, she knows what already makes herself orgasm. She masturbates. She touches herself. She has a vibrator. Because unless a woman has had orgasms or familiar with her body on her own, she's not going to know how to direct you, what to do. So, but I do think that a lot of women grow up with that belief. So I'm glad that you are, that you know that.
Yeah, I think I definitely play more with my clitoris during sex.
Okay, good.
That's really important for me because I'm just like not going to get there.
Right. So have you been able to have orgasms now during sex?
Not yet. I haven't had like a consistent
partner. Okay.
There were some virgins involved, so getting them started.
Virgins involved? What do you mean by that?
I de-virginized 2 people this summer.
You did?
Working for Sex with Emily. But, one of them I didn't know was a virgin.
Oh, my God. You guys are surpassing me. I haven't.
But my whole house knew that he was a virgin.
How did everyone know that put you in on
that
memo? I
don't know. But they're like, oh, I heard you de-virginized him. And I was like,
was he embarrassed or was he psyched? Like, Kelsey, hot little Kelsey.
I think he was psyched. It didn't happen again. That was a one-time deal, so.
Okay. So you did it. So we'll always remember you, Kelsey. Finally.
Yeah.
What was it like having sex with a virgin?
It was all right. It was all right.
You didn't know at the time.
I didn't notice.
So did he know what he was doing, kinda?
He was all right. We both had a large sum of whiskey.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were into it.
Men would appreciate that, I'm sure.
I mean, it popped out a couple times.
It did?
Yeah.
Was he not hard or it just popped out?
No, it just, you know, trying to find his... I mean, I had to be on top, which is fine because
I... Trying to find his sex legs.
I would rather be on top. That's the great thing about virgins is they just want me to be on top the whole time and then I can control the whole thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I know exactly what I'm doing. So.
I love that you're like, that's the great thing about virgins. Like, she's collecting them.
No, not
I think that's
generalize.
Awesome. What are the other... What about the other virgin?
The other virgin, yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting. What was that like?
It was all right.
So you knew that he was a virgin?
I did. And I had refused for a long time. And then I finally was like, all right.
You're the one. You see, you always remember your first. My first just became my friend on Facebook, which
is kind of
weird.
But then he told me that he loved me, so that was awkward.
That night?
Yeah.
Was that before or after the whiskey? After. Or different guy?
Oh different, different goodness. Guy.
Oh, my God.
So I'm dealing
he
with that.
He said, I love you?
Yeah.
Does he still love you?
I don't know. I tried to get him to take it back, you know.
Has he sent you flowers?
No, but chocolate. He gives me weird stares in the middle of the day.
I'm sure he does. So you don't talk to him anymore?
No, we talk. Just not.
But you're just not going to have sex with him again? You just did your deed. It's like you're helping. You're like Mother Teresa.
I think that was it.
She's the Mother Teresa of her dorm, not of your house, not your dorm. Your
no,
house.
I have also had sex with people this summer that are not virgins.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I've been kind of demanding that, like, move up. Like, you need to be rubbing my clitoris. It's not that bad.
Do you tell them that? Do they, like, the clitter what? Do they have the clitter who?
They all know that I work here, and so, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's given me all this power. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, they kind of, like, well, if someone told me, like, I want you to teach me everything, and I was like, all right, let's step back
right,
for a moment.
Right, right, right. So they're kind of, you're on kind of the hot woman on campus in demand, and you probably always were, and now you've got the sex card.
It's just
I'm
kind
creating
of ridiculous.
Monsters, maybe. No, I'm creating no,
no
great sexperts.
My
I'm
real,
creating more yeah. sexperts. That's awesome.
My real commitment this summer has been my vibrator and masturbating.
That's a good commitment
great.
To make.
I told you that me and my Hitachi went through a rough patch last
yes,
week.
Yes, your Hitachi magic
yeah,
wand. What happened?
It just wasn't doing anything. And it's like, this thing is like turbo, you know? It's
right.
like high power right on my clitoris. And I was like, what is
going on? Sometimes you got to move to the side or the other side.
Yeah. So there was a whole week where I was convinced and I told multiple people that my clitoris was broken. I was like, that's it.
It might have just needed
it's
a little
gone.
Break.
It's gone. It's done.
It needed a break.
It was
from
fine. And I mean, like the Xanax pill probably didn't help. So.
Xanax. Xanax will make kind of bump. Yeah, Xanax. Any kind of pill. If you're taking medication and you're not able to orgasm, that's oftentimes why.
Yeah. So.
And Xanax, I think, would be one of those.
Yeah. And I was really sick, so I thought it would make me feel better.
Oh.
But I think I couldn't really breathe, and so that was kind of a problem.
Okay. So your clitoris is fine. You just had
it's fine.
You just had an allergy
it's
infection.
It's doing great.
Let's
we're
not
back
blame
together.
The clitoris.
We're back together.
You and the clitter back
committed.
Together. So now, when you're with men, you think that you're more demanding, but I think.
Not
you're
demanding,
just, not
yeah,
demanding, but
yeah,
I want to say definitely. That, let's just say that differently. It's more like most women, are you and I think that they could use this as an example, and guys listening and women listening, is that women really do need to take control of their own sexuality, and that women really do need to, in the bedroom, say, this is what I want, this is what I like, this is what feels good. Because guys don't know. Every woman is different. Every single woman's body is different, and guys really do not know. So you need to tell them. And one of the biggest things, one of the number one things that men say when like studies come out, and they say that, you know what, I really, really want a woman that tells me what she needs.
Yeah.
I want a woman to tell me what feels good and what to do. And they also say the number one thing really is I want her to take control in the bedroom more often than
done.
Not. Done, right? So you're doing it. That's
yeah.
what men want. Women typically are like, think like you do. And they think, I, my boyfriend's got to figure it all out because it's his fault. He's bad. I thought that.
Yeah, I would always be angry because I feel like, okay, guy's gonna, you know, go around, have sex, orgasm, I feel like pretty much every time. And it's like, Where's mine? You
exactly.
know, I get mine. Like,
exactly.
how do I get that? And so, I guess now I'm really taking it upon myself.
That's
to,
amazing. I
yeah,
love
I
to
have
hear
like
that.
An orgasm every day with my female ejaculation.
You what? You have female ejaculation? What do you mean?
I mean,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
but what do you mean?
With my Hitachi.
Oh, it really? It made you ejaculate?
Yeah, so that was
so
cool.
How did that feel?
It felt really good. It was
yeah.
really. It was. I felt like, you know, pat on the back. Like, I
right?
Was like, yeah. You know when
that's
guys
cool.
make a girl orgasm and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with myself. I'm
and
like,
you patted yourself
you're
on
so
the back
awesome.
Did you teach yourself how to do it? Because I hear that's a learned skill.
Well, actually, okay. I changed something that I was doing with my vibrator, and this
oh.
might help people.
Okay.
So before I took the whole, like the Hitachi as like a, should have brought it in again. It's like this big. It's just pretty big.
It's like a golf,
couple
it's like
inches.
A, not a golf ball, like a tennis ball.
Yeah. It's probably like
the
a,
top.
The diameter is probably like 3 inches or I don't
right.
know. And I was just putting it on directly and just kind of, like, leaving it there.
Oh.
And, like, sometimes I would move it a bit or, like, I'd move myself or whatever. But now I'm just, like, getting a rhythm where I just, like, put it on, take it off,
oh.
put it on, take it off, put it on. And then, like, I get into that. And
oh.
It's almost like it's simulating sex for me because it's, like, it's not an in-out, but it's, like, a stimulating
It's on
out.
Your clit,
and,
off your
yeah.
clit. Yeah, okay.
And so it makes it easier for me to, like, fantasize, too, I feel like, because I feel like I'm actually – not that I'm having sex, but it's a similar.
Right.
So that's really bad.
And it's
helpful.
Not because maybe before you were just rushing right. Because the, it's the
yeah.
Hitachi can make you orgasm really quickly. The Hitachi
it doesn't,
magic wand.
It takes me about 20 minutes.
Okay.
I think that I have an exceptionally stubborn.
No, but sometimes I'm saying it can make, that's good. The longer, I mean, it can make you, that's good that you're simply insecure. So you fantasize. What do you fantasize about? If you feel like talking about that.
Just random people.
That you've been with, the virgins?
Maybe like John Hamm. No, not them.
Oh,
not,
John Hamm from...
Yeah, from Mad Men.
Oh, he's so
I'll
hot.
I'll think about like him in The Office or something. I just think about John Hamm a lot. It's kind of unhealthy.
I love John Hamm from The Office. I mean, not from The Office, from Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men.
He's so hot.
Or something like that. Sometimes that doesn't work so well, so I'll just... look at, you know, a stuffed animal.
Really?
No. Furries. We're talking about fetishes today.
We are. It's Fetish Friday.
No. Or sometimes I just don't really. But I think for me, I just, like, have to, like, stop being so frustrated about it. Because I feel like from working here, like, I feel like I need to have orgasms. I need to be having amazing sex. I've had so many, like, sexual partners. Like, why am I not getting this? And you just feel like relax.
And you're realizing that you got to relax.
Relax a bit.
You got to relax. But how great that you realize this, that this is something that you need to, like I said, you need to take into your own responsibility. And you, and the more frustrated, and this is a lot of people who have, a lot of women and men who have sexual challenges, women who are unable to orgasm or men who are premature ejaculators, for example, it's in your mind, a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of issues that we have are in our mind and we're overthinking things and we're like, oh, is it going to happen again? Or, oh, God, another time, I'm not going to be able to orgasm. No, it looks like I'm not going to be able to orgasm. And it's like, you're in your mind. So the more you can get into your body and just breathing, even if you find yourself thinking these obsessive thoughts and you just focus on your breath and what it feels like with the vibrator or what it feels like to be having sex with that person, and you really, really like, you know, maybe your eyes are already closed, but you close your eyes and you're thinking about what it feels like, the in and the out, and you just focus on that and you get out of your mind. You really have to get out of your mind sometimes because the orgasm's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You have to get into this other place.
Exactly. Right? When you're like pushing and pushing for it, and then it's like, oh, I'm thinking about having an orgasm. I should just have one. Like, wait around.
Right.
Let it happen.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Yeah, I think I've always had weird expectations about how an orgasm should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like it can be different. Like,
Even
with, like, squirting or whatever you want to call it, like, it wasn't how I expected it to be. And I need to, like, get over having these, like, weird expectations about sex. And having the expectation that I'm not going to get there, I think that hinders me. Whenever I have sex with a guy, I'm like, I need to get him to orgasm.
Right.
I need to get him there. And now I'm kind of thinking like, okay, this is about me too.
Yeah.
Like, I've been hooking up with guys for so many years and it's worked out. So it's time to think about myself. And
it's amazing.
Exactly. And orgasm is your responsibility.
Yep. And they're going to appreciate that. I think men will really appreciate that. Men love, not stereotype, but most men appreciate it just as women do. A man who appreciate women who knows their body and knows what they like and knows what makes them feel good, because the guys are trying to figure it out. They're so grateful if a woman comes along and is like, this is what I need. And so you're still in your journey.
Yeah.
It's good.
Definitely.
You're still going. You can't pressure. It's been 3 months. Just to wait till for another 3 months. Jesus. So anything else? What else have you learned? Anything else you've practiced?
I mean, not that I've really practiced. I just, like, haven't been having enough sex. Just,
right.
Man.
Yes, you've had some sex,
I've had sex. Like, I have sex. But
what's your next challenge? What do you want to try next?
Yeah,
in the
exactly.
Bedroom?
That's a good question.
Oh, God. I don't know. I would like to try some, like, I've done, like, some role play, but just really having fun with that and... just like
what
scenario.
Kind of role play? What would you? Oh, is that get dressed up? What scenario?
Yeah,
you do?
I did buy a costume the other day.
Oh, you did?
It was on sale.
Okay,
it's only $15.
What
marked
is
down
it?
From, it was like
you're like it's marked down from.
It's a nurse costume.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I've got white go-go boots for you.
Oh, are those hard to get off though? Because I'm like
no.
Off. Okay,
they zip.
Zip.
They're hot, and I was going to get rid of them.
Yeah. You're
not a seven.
There's
no.
So much.
We're all
that
the same
I'm,
size shoes. That not only are we all having fun together, but we can share shoes.
We can share shoes. Emily gave me two pairs of her shoes.
I know.
This is the best job ever. It really is.
Well, you guys are the best interns, and it's been so fun. Okay, so should we maybe get into some the fetish stuff? What do you think?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to share about your experience?
I think that's pretty much
I
it.
I think we can all just get into it here. Or we could do any. We could just go into fetishes.
Yeah, let's go into fetishes.
Let's do fetish because it's Fetish
so a
Friday.
Lot of listeners are, hey guys, we're on Facebook right now. If you want to post any of your questions, go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to give out the phone number. We're having such a good time. You can also, are we logged into Skype, are we?
I am logged into Skype.
Here's the phone number if you want to call us.
415-992-7392.
Right. Say it again.
415 972-7392.
We're just starting with the phone this week, so if you guys want to call in, you can. We'll be announcing it more, but you're welcome to call in Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Okay, so fetishes. Fetish Friday. Here's the deal. A lot of people know about fetishes, and you hear about them like foot fetish or, you know, people have breast fetishes, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about what a fetish actually is. It's usually a reliance on a prop, a body part, a scene, or scenario in order to get off sexually. Some people aren't sure if they even have a fetish, while others think their fetishes are abnormal. If you have a fetish, it means that you are obsessively fixated on either an object or a body part that you need for that specific something for sexual gratification. So basically, this is how you know you have a fetish. If you can't orgasm without, let's just say, a foot, to use foot fetish, if you cannot have an orgasm without a foot present, then that means that you have a fetish. Like, if you could still, it means that you literally are unable to be sexually satisfied or gratified if there's not a foot present. Or if there's not a, you know, a brunette. That's a good example here. You know, for instance, if you're attracted to brunettes, that's one thing. You can be like, I love brunettes. Brunettes are amazing, but you can still have an orgasm with a blonde. However, if you have a fetish, you can only be aroused with a brunette.
Wow.
If you have a fetish for brunettes, then you can only have a fetish for brunette. So you couldn't with a bond. So that's kind of like the difference. So the psychology behind all the fetishes, a lot of it stems from early childhood trauma, people say, or childhood issues or situations that have happened to people growing up. You know, maybe they had, you know, something with their mother's underwear. Maybe like if a guy has a panty fetish, for example. You know, maybe there was some time, and this is just an example, like where his mother's underwear was on the floor, and it wasn't even a sexual situation, maybe, but maybe he saw his mother underwear on the floor while maybe his dad was screaming at his mom or something, and he somehow made female panties, has in his psyche translated into this fetish where he needs female panties to be present. Like, he could have had some kind of early size. They say it's trauma, but it could just be situation. It doesn't have to be trauma. Mm-hmm. And fetishes, I think, aren't even so bad. Like, I think, no. I feel like sometimes I wish I had a fetish. I'm like, that would be kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's the difference. I mean, some people don't recognize the difference between a turn-on and a fetish.
Right, so you want to tell us what that is?
Well, I mean, let's see. Chris on Facebook was asking us about that. It's like, oh, what's the difference between a fetish and something you like? And you were saying you, like, have to have that.
It has to be present.
That object, if it's inanimate or whatever.
Right.
There's three different kinds of objects. You have to have that in order to be sexually aroused.
Right, exactly.
And so for this example, you were saying panties.
Right.
Because sometime in their childhood, they saw them on the floor.
They saw panties on the floor, and it became kind of wired in their psyche that they needed that for sex.
But so, do women have fetishes?
Do women? It seems like it's a male. It is pretty much a male situation. Fetishes. It's mostly men who have fetishes. There's not a lot of females having fetishes. And we're actually going to get into the top 10 fetishes here in a moment.
Ooh,
how about that? So they say there can be a genetic component, maybe testosterone, maybe it's various things, but really research hasn't pinpointed the reason why it's more with men. It could be that men are less socialized. They have more difficult times in social situations than women. Women find social situations a lot easier, and women experience emotions more, and they talk about things, and they process. And this, again, this is just a stereotype. But a lot of men growing up don't have – they're not told to talk about their emotions and feelings, so they might have sexualized something and developed
like
a fetish over time. They repress it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That is the right word. You're totally the right word. Okay, we could get into some – okay, so here's some common things. And treatment. Okay, that people want to know if there's treatment for fetishes. Sometimes you don't need a treatment. Like, there's nothing wrong with your fetish. Just because you might need something present during sex, it's not like you're a freak or there's anything wrong with you. But if you wanted some treatment, they say a lot of times that you could go to psychoanalysis or cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT therapy is a really effective behavioral.
Daisy's perched.
Daisy's looking out the window. Okay, so sometimes it's just like, see, I can't do stuff like that because then I lose my train of thought. So,
Treatment.
So you don't need necessarily treatment, but cognitive behavioral therapy is a treatment that you use, that a lot of people use for a lot of different psychological things. So that is a way to stop yourself from doing a certain behavior that you want to stop cognitively.
If it's interfering, you know, if it's becoming like a presence
right.
in your everyday life and it's,
yeah.
or it's, if it's preventing you from having a healthy sex life.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
If you can't communicate it with your partner.
Right. Because a lot of people need that and then they can't communicate it, or women misunderstand their guy's fetish. So then that can become an issue. She's like, what do you mean you need to have, you know, I want you on my underwear on. I mean, I actually have a friend who was just dating a foot fetishist. She didn't know it, but he said to her, he had to finish off when they were having sex. He had to finish off and he always had to pull out and masturbate himself to finish. He couldn't have an orgasm during intercourse, which is totally common, actually. Mm-hmm. But he said to her, go put on your Jimmy Choos. Go put on your Jimmy Choos. She said, Jimmy Choos, which are very nice, very amazing, beautiful shoes. And she has a nice pair of their heels, women's heels. So she's like, okay. So she's like, had to go to the closet, got out her Jimmy Choos, and he had an orgasm with her lying there naked in her Jimmy Choo.
She should wear them during sex.
I know.
Just put them on beforehand.
I think it's so hot wearing shoes during sex. Like, if a guy was like that, I'd be like, fine, I'll leave my heels on. Like, I don't have an issue.
Oh, for women to wear
shoes. I
wish
people appreciated my heels.
But not for, like, man sandals.
Me too.
Yeah, my friend's like, oh, I don't even notice.
Yeah, guys don't notice that. Well, that's a whole nother.
I'm 4 inches taller.
I know. Guys don't notice at all. They just notice when I'm shorter. I'm like, that's because I always wear 5-inch heels. And now I'm in my Uggs. Yeah. So, have you ever been with a guy with a fetish, do you think?
No, not that I know of.
Not yet. You never know. The night is still the world is still young to you. The life is still young. The night is still young. Okay. Inanimate fetishes. There's inanimate fetishes. They come in three varieties: media, form, and animate. In a media fetish, material is what is obsessed over. So a material can include, like, let's say you're obsessed with rubber, latex, and silk.
Or like duct tape.
Could be duct tape, bondage tape, maybe. I love bondage tape. Okay. With a form fetish, it's the shape of the object that has great significance. So it could be stiletto heels, knee-high boots, and lingerie fall into this category. And then the third one is an animate, and that is something that's alive, and that is feet, again, your body. Feet, hair, butts, breasts are also considered fetishes, but since these objects are human, they're called animate fetishes. So that's very common, feet, hair, butts, breasts. I know a guy who has a breast fetish. Like, he has to be touching his girlfriend's breasts whenever he orgasms. Like, they have to be there. He has to be playing with them. Some men need to be, you know, putting their, you know, having sex with the breasts. So nothing wrong with it. Unless, again, just like, that's how you know if you have an addiction, is if it's taking over your life. And so if it's ruining your sex life and you're having all these issues with it, and it means like you can't go to work because you need to masturbate 10 times a day with a piece of latex wrapped around your penis, you've got a problem. But if you like a woman in latex, or you like your partner in latex, no problem. Okay, let's get into the top 10, if we can get through them, because we're very busy today. We're going to talk about the top 10 fetishes. Number 10, stomachs. Some men are very adamant about needing to release himself on a woman's stomach, or his experience simply wouldn't be as pleasurable. So a lot of men need to release on the stomach. It turns them on. So keep doing those crunches, right? Number 9, body piercings. This is really popular with the younger crowd, the 18 to 35 crowd. Everything from belly buttons to tongues and nipples to eyebrows and penises was not only acceptable for piercings, but for a specific few, it was a prerequisite. So some people need to be with someone with a body piercing, or they need to have a body piercing, and that really turns them on. Number 8, leather, rubber, vinyl, and latex. Men seem to love material, perhaps not the actual feel of it, but rather the pornographic quality it gives to a sexual encounter. I think that's hot. If some guy's like, I love you in latex, like, I would wear a latex. I mean,
yeah,
I have
that sounds great.
It's great. Mm.
I don't know. It's kind of kinky.
It's kinky. But fetishes are kinky.
It's nice to know that he has a preference. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's
that
like,
he, like,
I love
prefer something.
Absolutely.
He has an opinion.
He has an opinion about it. Domination and submission, number 7. A lot of women say they love to order their men around in bed like slaves and spank them and smack them and even penetrate them with a strap on. Guys, on the other hand, enjoy submitting to women and being told what to do. There's many men who like to submit to women and are afraid to, or are not, you know, they have never tried it. So, and then there's women who like to dominate. So a lot of men want to be the submissives. They want to be spanked. They want to, you know, it's not typical in our society, but it is a typical thing. It's not a common, you might not know it because men might hide it, or they might not have found the partner yet that will dominate them. But there are a lot of men who fantasize about that. And the stereotype is like the successful businessman who's got it all, who's really like wealthy, and he's a CEO and he's really busy, but he like wants to be dominated and wear a diaper in the bedroom.
Yeah, we just did a show about that. You had your dominant.
Right.
Yes.
I had my dominatrix friend on the show, and she talked about how most of her clients are wealthier men who work really hard every day, and it's like the one time in their life they're like, during sex, I just want to lay back.
Yeah.
And I want you to lay back. I want you to tie me up. I just want to take it. Take it from behind sometimes. Okay. Number 6, feet and hands. Men enjoy licking, sucking, kissing, and biting women's feet almost exclusively. Some guys simply can't date a woman if she has ugly feet or toes. Women love to suck on men's fingers, and some can even orgasm off that alone. So women can orgasm off sucking on a man's finger.
I wonder if any listeners have done that.
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
I'd love to know if they've orgasmed from sucking on a man's fingers.
I do that sometimes.
You orgasm from sucking on their fingers?
No, I suck on their fingers. No.
I like the suck of the fingers and then push his hand down so that he uses
So they're wet. Right.
That's hot. Effective. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Suck on his fingers so his fingers are wet when he goes and touches your clitoris. That's a great tip.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sucking on the toes feels pretty good. Have you had that?
Yes,
you?
I have. Ouch, but not
kind
in years.
Really,
and I gotta
amazing.
Say that it's amazing, and men should do this more. Men suck on toes. I know it's like take a shower together. If
the
you're
first time
out.
It was weird for me, I remember because I had like jumped over all these gates and stuff, and I was like, I don't know if you should be doing that.
Oh,
but
right.
And it was pretty nice.
Feels good.
Yeah, it feels really good.
I feel like it's underrated. I feel like I've had like one or two guys that do it, and maybe they're grossed out or whatever. But again, if there's anything about sex and you feel like cleanliness is your big thing, and you're like, I don't really like to perform oral sex on my girlfriend because it's clean, take a shower together. There's nothing wrong with like taking a shower or a bath or jumping in a pool or whatever is available before you have sex. A lot of people do that. That's part of their ritual. And then you'd be more comfortable sucking on her feet, which feels good. Toes can feel good. Okay, number 5, fingernails and lipstick. We're talking about the top 10 fetishes. It's a cliche of the 80s, red lipstick and long red lacquered fingernails. Some guys are still obsessed with that whole thing. They enjoy feeling a woman's nails running down their backs.
This really surprised me. I didn't know this could be a fetish, red lipstick.
Yeah, red lipstick. And you have such pretty red lipstick on today.
Oh, Emily. So sweet.
You do. As well, they like kissing a woman and smudging her lipstick all over both of their faces because it gives them the feeling of having adulterated sex, i.e. sex with a prostitute. So they're really into red lips. Be careful on the way home from the studio today with your bright red lips. Number 4, braids, ponytails, and pigtails. This is the number 4 fetish, okay? Here are 2 theories as to why some men are into pigtails. First, they have a preference for younger women. But it's not like younger. Wait, yeah, okay. Second, when the hair is tied up in these various ways, it could resemble a whip to a certain extent. Some women have a fetish involving no hair. Some women want bald men.
I think the most common thing we've all seen in, like, porn is when doggy style, where he's pulling her hair, like she has a ponytail or something going on. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, where she's wearing a ponytail and he's pulling it?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Or, like, you know, handlebars, pigtails, handlebars.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. I guess I've seen that in my Fire TV. I haven't talked about Fire TV yet this week. Enough this week. That Fire TV has changed my life, FYRETV.com. And they are the Netflix of porn. And I got to be honest with you, if you want to watch porn and you want to find a new means to do it on your iPad, your phone, on your television set, they've got over 20,000 titles of porn. And if you go to FireTV.com, you can just check it out and you get 30 minutes free. If you are a Sex with Emily subscriber, we're giving away 30 minutes free. So email me if you want that. And we're going to start giving that out to everyone when they become a Friends with Benefits member. We want everyone to become Friends with Benefits members. And check that out on the website, SexWithEmily.com. That's my little porn rant there. I love porn now. I'm like obsessed with porn.
Awesome.
I never watched it as much, but now I'm like, Fire TV.
Porn
can I can
be
just
a
pick
fetish?
The topic that I want. They have porn is more of an addiction.
Well, like, what about those people who like need to be watching porn while having sex?
Yeah,
and they're like,
I mean,
moving the girl's head away, and they're like,
well, let's find out. We have a few more left.
Yeah. Okay, water. Many women declared they enjoy sex best when they could hear or be in running water, whether it be rain or shower or even open faucet. Although it's not exactly water, many women and some men absolutely obsess over thunder and lightning.
Mm, that's hot.
I love thunder and lightning. You know what sucks about Northern California, which not many things do? We don't get thunder and lightning.
Well, we
in
get a
San Francisco, you never hear thunder.
Yeah.
I've lived here for a long time. I've never heard thunder. So I went home to Michigan. I had thunder. It was awesome. Number 2, golden showers. Some guys love to watch a woman urinate on them as a method of foreplay. Other guys like to relieve themselves on women before they can actually get down to business. The reason for this also deals with submission. Being peed on is somewhat degrading, and if you allow someone to do it to you, then you're submitting. And if you do it to someone else, they are succumbing to you. So a lot of the men, like my friend Sarah, who was on the show, who's a dominatrix, she's a professional dominatrix, one of the big requests from these men who wanted to be dominated was to be urinated on. It was actually more common than not. And I know a lot of you are going like, ew, girls can't imagine it, whatever. It's a fairly common fetish. It's number 2 on our list.
Yep. Wow, number 2.
Yep, number 2. Number 1, voyeurism and exhibitionism. A lot of guys admitted they couldn't get off without their partner unless they were watching pornography or another couple in the act. Only a minute amount of women admitted they are voyeuristic to the point where they needed to see sex whilst engaging it. However, quite a few women like being watched. So it's either being watched or watching porn is the number one thing that guys need to have. Or, yeah, a lot of people like being watched having sex.
Yeah, we heard that on Group our fantasy
sex.
Show.
We did hear it on our fantasy show.
Yeah, like women's fantasies to be watched. It's one of the top ones.
I always have nightmares like that, like a whole like crowd of people.
Do you?
Maybe they're not nightmares.
Maybe they're sexual fantasies.
Maybe.
That's a real, that was a top fantasy for men and women was being watched, I think, right? And so they love, you know, when you have sex in public. Isn't that, were you talking about having sex in public?
No, that was another intern.
That wasn't me.
I have had sex in public. Can't out her today then. We have to have her talk about herself, but she is into sex in public, or she thinks she wants to get into it.
She did talk about it once. Oh, I think, actually, I might have had sex, I've had sex in public, but it was like in a confined space.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I went to an Aerosmith concert with my ex-boyfriend many, many years ago, and we snuck into, like, the VIP booths that were behind, that was closed off, like, behind the stage, and we found a closet to have sex in.
Awesome.
It was really cool. So there's, like, good music.
I'm like, good for you, girl.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, there are lots of places of sex in public.
And, like, not be seen.
And not be seen. Like, you're still in public, but like that turned a lot of people
does a balcony count? Because I like that. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, balcony totally counts.
Bend over on your lawn furniture?
Yeah, you bend over. You bend over the balcony. Have you ever done that?
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, I have.
That sounds terrifying.
It was pretty cool. I mean, and I like going having sex outdoors because it's, like, this cool air.
Right. Sex outdoors is a big one. But that would be the exhibitionism part or the voyeurism part, having people watch you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what we got for Fetish Friday and Interns Gone Wild Friday.
Yay!
Love you guys. Thank you so much to my interns. Thank you so much to Aaron, Kelsey, and Michelle, who's not here today, but you guys rock, and really it's been amazing working with you guys.
Thank
you,
Emily.
Thank you for everything you've done, and everything you will continue to do and report back here on Sex with Emily. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily, and I appreciate everyone who's become Friends with Benefits members. You know, it's 15 cents a day for better sex. I think it's worth it. Check it out. We're giving away we'll be talking on Monday about some prizes that we're giving away and some more incentives, and thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.